All right, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the 100% Real podcast. I am here with another guest today. This guest is very, very he's very tall, ladies and gentlemen. Very tall, 6'7", if I'm correct. He's played against some of the greats. He's played with some of the greats. Ladies and gentlemen, Anderson College Basketball Hall of Famer and my dad, Glenn Corbett.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. Nothing much. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Well, this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking it up with you.
Yes, sir. Well, I know you're from New York. What was it like growing up, and was it Harlem?
Yes, Spanish Harlem. Man, wow. It was great, man. I learned a lot growing up. Was in New York. First 15 years of my life, pretty much. Well, I'll say pretty much the first 17 years, because pretty much I came to the South basically to go to high school and would go back to New York during the summers up until the last summer I went was the summer leading into my senior year. But I pretty much was born and raised in New York, learned a lot, you know, was the foundation for me being who I am to this day. So New York is great. Try to get back as often as I can, typically at least once every few years. But New York is home for me. You know, it's always going to be what I consider home base.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What were the big influences for you as far as like celebrity wise? Like who were your biggest influence? Like who did you really look up to?
Honestly, my dad was probably the most influential person in my life, because he was a guy who was real, very strict about education. So the focus was always in the right place. He pretty much was the first person to put a ball in my hand. And pretty much baseball, basketball, football, everything. He pretty much taught me the basics early on. So as far as celebrities just growing up, man, I would say the one who probably influenced me the most, where I got my love of basketball from, was Julius Erving, Dr. J. At the time, he was, as I was growing up, he was playing in the American Basketball Association with the New York Nets. So he was based in New York, actually came to my junior high school at one point and just came to talk to us. And that was the guy who basically where my love of basketball started, just watching him. You know, anybody who knows his story, probably one of the most underrated guys as far as when you talk about legends in the NBA, pretty much he saved the NBA because he was playing in another league, the ABA. And when they merged with the NBA, basically the only reason they merged with the NBA was because of him. So,
wow, I didn't even know that.
And Dr. J was the man. Jay was the man. He pretty much saved the NBA because the NBA was on a crashing burn, of course. And when he came in, he gave him that figure.
Yeah.
That guy who pretty much he was their LeBron James back in the day.
I know you attended Anderson, where you were the were inducted into their Hall of Fame. How did you know that you were gonna be inducted? Like, what was the Like, what was the process and how long did you, like, how, what did you pretty much, like, did you keep it a secret or did you, like, you know, oh, I'm going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. This is huge. You know, how did you know that you were going to be inducted?
It's strange. They pretty much had a nomination process.
Mm-hmm.
And little knows to me, my wife kind of found out about it and pretty much submitted the information based on the things that I had done while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So when they actually called me, I was kind of speechless because I was like, because when they said it to me, I was like, are you kidding me? They said, no, we received a nomination from your wife. I was like, wow. And then they read the nomination and I was like, how did she get that information? But she knew everything I had accomplished while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all, and it was in a 2-year period. And, you know, we were able to accomplish a lot, just not myself, but my teammates and I. But to get that call probably was one of the highlights of my life to this point. It wasn't up there with the day you were born, I give you that. But one of the highlights of my life. I'm forever grateful. I'm humbled. It's just something that I don't take for granted. And mm-hmm. I truly appreciate them for just considering me. And I don't know if I was worthy, but
I'm pretty sure you were.
I guess God said I was worthy because it came to fruition.
I know you attended Clemson as well. What was it like, you know, playing with a future NBA Hall of Famer and Horace Grant?
That was my guy. I mean, I had known him since my days at Anderson.
Wow.
It's a little known fact. I knew him before I met him before I even went to Clemson. So,
wow, I didn't even know that.
He and his twin brother Harvey actually were recruited by Anderson. So that's how I knew them. I knew them from my days at Anderson. And it's just one of those situations where they ended up at Clemson and, you know, we were pretty tight. Spent a lot of time together. Actually, Harsh was my roommate on the road when we traveled.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to find the Clemson. So, man, just the ACC during that time had so many great players. Probably the best that I played against, believe it or not, I was at Clemson when Michael Jordan was in North Carolina.
But yeah, I remember you telling me that.
The guy who was the best that I saw and played against was a guy by the name of Len Bias, who a lot of people don't know about in this age because he, when he got drafted tragically, he passed.
Wow.
A couple of days after he was drafted second by the Boston Celtics. But if anybody doesn't take my word for it, go to YouTube and pull up his name and look at some of the stuff he was able to accomplish in his short life. This guy was the best, and I mean mm-hmm. the best. And I've seen a lot of guys, but as far as guys I've actually been on the floor with, he was the best I ever saw, best I ever played against.
Yes, sir. Well, I know wrestling was pretty big in New York too. Well, did you ever like grow up watching it, or was it strictly basketball?
No, I watched it. What was funny about that was, it came on so late at night on the weekends that
mm-hmm.
we would try and stay up to watch it, but most of the time we fell asleep waiting on it to come on. But, man, I go back to when it was called the WWF.
Oh, wow.
Back then. Guys, wow, man, these are guys you don't know, but Bruno Sammartino was...
Oh, I know Bruno. I know Bruno.
Years. So, I don't keep up with it today, but for a long time, especially when you were first born, I was hooked on it. I guess that's how you where you got it. But at one point, when they were going through the Monday Night Wars, when it was WCW.
Oh yes, legendary days, legendary.
I was flicking back and forth between the two on Monday nights. I would make sure I was in front of the TV Monday nights to make sure I saw that. So, we watched it. We watched it. I've actually been to some live, went to some live events
mm-hmm.
when I was younger. So, it was pretty much something that we watched growing up and continued on until, once you guys were born, and things, life came about.
Yeah.
Kind of lost track. But every once in a while, I might peek on their website to see what's going on. But other than that, I don't get to watch it too often.
Interesting. Did you know that you were the one that got me hooked into Sony video games as far as like PlayStation?
That's funny. Yeah, I kind of figured that. When they first came out, I used to be up like you guys now. I'd be up 2-3 o'clock in the morning playing a game, not realizing the time until you kind of looking like, oh, it's 3:30 in the morning. I better go ahead and lay down. But yeah, it was. It's funny is when the PlayStations first came out, I would get them. At that point, I was actually playing video games and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, once you were born, of course you were my firstborn. I kind of got away from it a little bit. I still play, but I didn't play as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you were my focal point at that point. But you were old enough to watch me kind of get into it. So it's funny. Now I don't play at all. At one point, I was a junkie at one point, but you couldn't tell me nothing. I couldn't wait for the weekends because that's what I would be doing. So,
mm-hmm.
But I don't play it at all. I mean, people always say, well, yeah, I'm a little too old for that now. So, there's other things. That ain't something I'm going to sit around and do for hours at a time. I can tell you that. So,
yeah, I think.
I can have that. I hand that over.
I think the first basketball video game I think I ever played on the PlayStation was, I think, NBA Live, maybe 98, 99, I think.
I'm going to say 99. You might be right. It might have been 98.
I'm not even sure. I know I've played. I know I watched you play Madden,
what
too.
I would kind of let you play with me.
Maybe it was.
You're talking about well over 20 years ago. So
I think. Wait. I think it was Maybe it was Madden 2. Maybe it was Madden 2. I'm not. Maybe.
At that point, yeah, I was probably playing a little bit of both, but I probably played basketball more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you remember the game NBA Jam.
Oh, that was my game. That was my game.
So that was the game I would play.
You're on fire.
That was the game you probably learned to play on.
So. That was probably one of my favorite and probably one of the most underrated game franchises of all time.
Right.
As far as basketball is concerned.
But that was the game everybody played. So, video games have evolved where I watch these guys sometimes. I'm like, it looks real, like they're really playing.
Yeah.
And then they act like they are really playing because it's kind of hilarious when I watch them. Like, y'all really out there. It's a game.
Oh, yeah. Like the NBA 2K people, they go crazy.
I live that now, so listen to these guys play. It's just like, sometimes I got to go look to see what they're doing. Cause I'm like, then I realize, wow, y'all playing the video game? I thought, y'all were outside playing on the court.
Yeah.
The way y'all talking. So, it's evolved, and it's not my thing, but.
We.
To each his own.
Yeah, we just talked briefly about, wrestling. I wanted to say my first my first ever seeing wrestling was I was flipping channels when we lived in Orangeburg. It was, I think, Shelton Benjamin versus Shawn Michaels during the Ruthless Aggression era. And Shelton jumped off the top rope and Shawn super kicked him. I was like, oh, I got to finish watching this. This is interesting.
Yeah, Shelton's a guy who was from Orangeburg. So a lot of us who actually were from that area, who kind of, Shelton was a lot younger than I was, but I knew people in his family. So when he first came on the scene, you know, everybody was like, okay, that's no Shelton, okay. So
kind of putting Orangeburg on the map, huh?
Had a pretty good career in it as well. But he's the pride of Orangeburg, that's for sure.
That's crazy. What else? I know you got me into basketball at the YMCA. I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Picking up a basketball and wanted to just take that ball home, and I couldn't take it home. I was so upset.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you gotta leave the ball here, son. That belongs in there. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was your first experience. And I was glad I was able to introduce you to it. The one thing about me, as far as my children, never pushed you towards sports. Just want you to do what you want to do, whatever made you happy. Just make sure you got that schoolwork done. So,
yes, sir.
You know, to me, sports wasn't my focus for you guys. It was more making sure you got your education. And that's always what it's been for me, because I know how hard it is out here without one. So I wanted to make sure you guys had the tools necessary to live and be productive citizens. I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of everybody's doing well. You know, so I felt like I did something right.
Mm-hmm.
I did something right.
What were your coaching days like at CGC? CJC?
Wow. Those probably were some of the best days of my life, only because I got the opportunity to teach and mold men and women. And the thing about me, when I was doing it, it wasn't so much about wins and losses for me. It's making sure that they understood that the basketball thing was more of a privilege, not a right. And in order to do basketball, the classroom dictated where basketball would take you. So no matter how good you were, if you weren't doing your work, you couldn't play for me. So my CJC years, as I look now at some of the student athletes who played for me, who I taught, are doing extremely well. I got guys who are administrators, assistant principals, assistant superintendents. We've got plant managers, supervisors, a lot of people doing extremely well. And that's what I'm most proud of. Had nothing to do with basketball. Basketball was secondary for me. My thing was just trying to get them on the right path, get them focused to make sure that they were productive. And I'm willing to say 95% of them are doing extremely well.
That's good. That's good.
It was a great time for me because I got to do a lot of things. I got to travel a lot. You know, we spent a lot of time together. And I still consider them. I consider them family. They know they're dear to my heart. I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I think that may be it for right now. I want to say thank you for everything you've done in my life. Major respect for everything you've done, from basketball to, you know, personal life. I love you. I miss you. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, before we go, I just want you to make sure that I appreciate you. I'm extremely proud of you. You know I love you. You're doing great things. Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. And whenever you need me, you know I'm here.
Yes, sir.
All righty, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening in. Make sure to hit that follow button on Spotify. This is the 100% Real podcast. Like I said, whenever I have my guest on, we keep it 100% real. All right, you guys. Thank you.